So, you would have heard the discussion a little earlier on. UAE businessman and the man behind the Emaar brand, Mohammed Alabbar, has spoken out about school fees, not just here in the UAE, but across the region. The chairman went on to question whether education should be privatised and has said extortionately high private school fees were to blame for the lack of access to high-quality education and general failure to prepare young people for the jobs market. So, your thoughts, please, on these comments. Most parents do feel that school fees are really expensive here, and many parents have already received letters of an increase this year. That seems to be something of the norm. Costs go up year on year. Vasti Khan.
It certainly does, Tom. I mean, I remember in January of this year, we did a show about school fees, and back then, I mean, the average school fees raised between 3,000 to 120,000 dirhams, depending on the age of the student. That's not including admission fees, transportation, school uniforms. Those are just school fees, up to 100,000 dirhams a year. It is expensive.
Sounds expensive, but is it that expensive compared to private schooling in other parts of the world? If you are to send your children, if you have sent your children to be educated in other countries, how do the costs compare? Do send us your thoughts on that. And not just the education costs, all good and well, saying that it costs X amount per year on education, but in terms of the logistics of getting a child there, flying them in, flying them out, you going over to see them more often than not, and of course their keep whilst they're there. Does it all add up, and what are the costs that are being incurred? Are we surprised by the situation? Are we surprised by these comments? The general feeling from parents in the UAE is that education here is very expensive. It's a conversation we often have across the station, but how are parents coping? Texts are coming in on this one already. 4001, if you'd like to have your say. This one's from Singh out there, saying, finally, someone has spoken about higher fees in the region. Education is the basic need and should be provided at a very reasonable cost. I do hope that the Ministry of Education understands this and take up certain action as a result. Is that your thought? Do share your thoughts with us. As I said, you can text them to us on 4001 or give us a call. Lines are live on this morning's phone in 04423 1010. Let's get an education perspective. We're going to speak to the principal of Dubai British School. Brendan Fulton joins us live on the line. Nice to hear from you, Brendan.
Morning, Tom. Good to speak to you again.
Good to catch up with you. And interesting. I mean, obviously, you and I were at an event last night that was celebrating education in the region. And one of the big talking points of the night was Mohammed Alabbar's comments themselves. Let's get your reaction to those comments first and foremost.
Yeah, sure. I think it's obviously the comments are timely and they'd be really well received by the public. I think most of the comments that we hear about the cost of education are 100% correct. And I think like anything else in life, parents need to know that they're getting value for their money. So I'm not surprised that it's a hot topic. I'm not surprised that parents are interested in it. And I'm certainly not surprised that big business is starting to add their voice behind it now.
Interesting that it featured in the Arab Youth Survey as one of the concerns for leaders and thought leaders in the region moving forward. Is this an issue that needs to be addressed now to avoid problems in the future?
Yes, I think really what needs to happen is educators, educational institutions, executives, big business, they needs to get together in Dubai and the UAE and find practical solutions. I think, like I said, parents don't mind when they know they're getting good value for money, so often school fees need to be compared to the quality of education that the children are getting, and private institutions, private schools in Dubai, they need to be able to pay good salaries to be able to attract those top educators. They need to have the world-class facilities that parents expect. But I think we also need to acknowledge the economic climate and obviously think about what we can do to support and help parents and to support and help the community. I mean, you spoke earlier about letters going out on escalating school fees and increases, and this is a huge cause of frustration for parents. So we've responded to that. Dubai British School and Talim Schools have instituted a school fee freeze for next year. We've introduced sibling discounts. So I think schools can do something in their own special way to try and be part of the solution.
Brendan, do you have a lot of parents coming to you complaining about school fees, wanting to restructure payments, carrying a very heavy burden and not knowing what to do?
Yeah, it's a difficult time. We're seeing quite a high percentage of parents who are facing uncertainty in the future, companies restructuring, looking at alternative, more cost-effective ways of bringing staff into the country, packages, etc., obviously play a big part in that. But we operate on a very open policy, and we say to parents, come and talk to us. You know, we have no desire to squeeze parents and to make it difficult for them to keep their children at the school. I think when schools are open like that, when they are flexible, when they allow parents to come in and discuss the situation and try and work together to find solutions, we find 9 times out of 10 that works well, and we're able to work together for the end goal.
On that point, though, Brendan, what is the solution? We can all come together, we can have discussions, but what do you think that the UAE education industry needs? More affordable schools? Do we need to put a cap on school fees? What do you think is the right approach?
I think it's a little bit of lots of things, to be honest. I don't think there is one silver bullet that will solve this problem. You have a large percentage of parents in the UAE and in Dubai who are quite happy paying the school fees that they're paying because they believe they're getting good value for money. But I think schools and the education sector needs to recognize that there is a big difference in the quality of education being offered and in the amount of money that people can pay. So I think small things like recognizing when is the right time to put school fees up and when is the right time to put a freeze on school fee escalations, helping out larger families as we have with sibling discounts. Talim schools have recently instituted a scholarship program for Emirati students. So I think when schools get together and when the education sector gets together and thinks about these small incremental things that they can do, I think that's really where the solution comes from. And obviously these comments from big business are helpful in raising the profile, but they probably need some solutions within there as well.
In light of that discontent, and obviously one of the roles of educators, but also the business behind education, is to keep parents happy in order to maintain the satisfaction of their children and their business at the end of the day. Do we run that risk as well, that in light of trying to keep parents happy, we take our eye off education and the standards of education as a sideline? Is that something that needs to be addressed to make sure that the standards don't slip?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I mean, parents have a huge choice at the moment, and many schools are finding it difficult to keep their places full because of that choice. I think communication with parents and the wider community is really important, getting people to buy into the philosophy of the school and what is that fundamental drive that makes the school exist. Because it is easy to be swayed by the glitz and glamour, it is easy to be swayed by the peripheral stuff, but at the end of the day, parents really want to know, or really should want to know, that their children are doing well in a safe environment.
Brendan, always lovely to catch up with you on the phone and in person as well. Brendan and I actually did the unimaginable. We met face-to-face last night at an event. So congratulations to you and all the team down at the inaugural Educational Journal Awards. I mean, just on that, events like that sort of bring the community together, do they not?
Absolutely. We were saying just that last night. It's really nice to bring all the schools together to celebrate each other's successes and for teachers to be recognized for the hard work that they're doing. So I take my hats off to Education Journal Middle East for the award ceremony. I think it's a really good initiative.
And always nice to put a face to the voice.
Lovely. Thanks to me.
Brendan, thanks very much indeed to you. Our thanks to Brendan Fulton for joining us live on the line this morning, giving us his thoughts. Now, your thoughts are flooding in on this one. We'll try and get to a few of you, try and get you on the phone with your thoughts. This is one that people feel passionately about, which is great news, because this is your opportunity to air those passions. Do get involved in the conversation. Please text them to us now on 4001. Erem has set the tone this morning, saying school fees are not high, they're atrocious. Ironically, non-profit schools are more expensive than the for-profit schools. Erem, thank you for that one. Let's go to the news desk. Serena Kelly is with us here throughout the morning. Let's find out what's coming up in the news at 5:30. Morning to you.